say something.
Hello. Hello.
Say something. Hello. No.
This is in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the United States. We stand with you.
Out of which we all emerge, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to that creative spirit by whatever name we know it, whatever name you hold in your heart, in your mind, whatever name your ancestors gave, whatever name you learned as a child, whatever name you believe it to be, whatever name you believe it to be in spirit or in science, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to the first human beings who came into existence on this planet, the first human beings who raised the first structures, who cooked the first meals, who taught the first children, who had the first children, the first Africans, the first people who stood upright, who walked, who figured out how to stay on this planet, who figured out how to pass that knowledge on to their children and their children's children, the mothers and fathers of civilization, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour the next libation to their grandchildren, their children's children, those who raised the great early civilizations of Kemet and Kush and Monomotapa, the great medieval civilizations of Ghana and Mali and Songhai and Kanem-Bornu. We pour to those who great the great civilizations of the Igbo people and the Hausa people and the Kikongo people and the Mbara people, the great Mande civilizations, the great Kikongo, the great civilizations of Southern Africa, the Bantu people, the great civilizations of Southeast Africa, the Dinka, the Shilluk, the Nuer. We pour to those millions who raised the foundations from which the world would learn what it meant to be human in the world, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to their children who, upon the arrival on the shores of people they had never seen before, found themselves captured and marched overland, found themselves perishing by the millions before they were held on the holding cells and the open-air pens on the coast of West, Central, Southern, and East Africa. We pour to the ancestors who did not know as they were stripped of all clothing and sent denuded into boats, packed like animals and strewn their bones across the floor of the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean. We pour to them who in the last moment on Africa grabbed the sand and grabbed the dirt and put it in their mouths and understood that the only thing they might have to preserve their place in that continent was their memory of that place and their ability to pass it on to their children. We pour to them. Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to those Africans and their children who finding themselves cast adrift in Santiago, Cuba, who found themselves cast adrift in Puerto Spain, Trinidad, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti, who found themselves cast adrift in New Orleans and Charleston and Mobile, who found themselves cast adrift in Salvador, Bahia, who found themselves cast adrift in Barbados and the archipelago that formed the Wayward and the Windward Coast. We found them in these places, learning Portuguese and Spanish and French, whose often first words was, "Oh my God, oh Madre de Dios," who found themselves praying to survive and pass on to their children the memories. We pour to those ancestors who are represented in the thousands buried in all the square miles of where we stand and who sit here buried before us in 400 caskets forged of wood from West Africa with Adinkra symbols. Each one of them, each woman, man, and child, symbolic of millions. The children of those who could not be killed, we pour, Ashe.
Ashe.
We pour to their children who somehow survived the hells of enslavement and fought for emancipation in the Caribbean, the French, British, Dutch Caribbean, who fought for emancipation in South America, who fought for emancipation in Central America, who fought the struggles we refer to as the Civil War in the United States, who came out of that, marched out of enslavement through Reconstruction, and found themselves making great migrations, eventually ending up in places like New York. Their children's children, who making a way for themselves became our great-great-grandparents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents. Those who, when the first bones were discovered in this space, held their hands and said, "Stop! No more! We are here to speak for those who can no longer speak with their mouths." We pour for those ancestors, some of whom came to Howard University in 2004 and followed these caskets all the way back to New York. We pray to the great ancestors, the ones whose names we know and the ones whose names we don't. And at this moment, as we pour this libation, I would ask anyone who feels comfortable to say the name of someone in your bloodline who is no longer physically here, but who you know made it possible for you to be here. Go ahead, let's hear the names.
Haywood Carr.
Porter Griffin.
Thomas Lee Jr.
Evelyn Glover.
We pour to the names that we hold collectively. Ganga Zumba in Brazil. Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and Henri Christophe in Haiti. We pour to the great Avengers, Nanny of the Maroons of Jamaica. We pour to the great ancestors, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass. Say the names that you study. Who are the names of the ancestors that you have come to hold in your heart and your mind as you hope that you can do what they did for us, for your children and children's children? Let's say some of those famous names.
Malcolm X,
John Henry Clark, John Jackson,
Muhammad.
Jacob Carruthers. And finally, two final libations. We pour to those who make it possible for us to do what we do. We pour to these rangers who stand guardian over this sacred space. We pour to these Africans and these folks who have come from Howard University, the staff, the faculty, the administrators who brought us here today to bear witness. This is not a libation, but an affirmation, because their hearts still beat, their tongues still speak, their minds still think, and their minds still wish the best for us. We pour for all of those people who surrounded us on this journey today and made it possible for us to be here. We pour this affirmation of thanks, Ashe.
Ashe.
And finally, we pour to your children's children's children who will one day stand on this space and speak your name. Ashe.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my nigga Q. Down to earth, joint peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my nigga Q. Rest in peace, baby. What they don't know is the bullshit, the drama, the guns, the armor, the city, the farmer, the babies, the mama, the projects, the drugs, the children, the thugs, the tears, the hugs, the love, the scars, the funerals, the wakes, the churches, the coffins, the heart, the compass. It happens too often. The problems, the things we use to solve them. Yonkers, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, the hurt, the pain, the dirt, the rain, the jerk, the fame, the work, the game, the friends, the foes, the bins, the hoes, the studios, the shows, comes and it goes, the jealousy, the envy, the phony, the friendly, the one that gave me the slugs, the one that put them in me, the stakes, the grass, too long, the storm, the lawnmower, sitting right next to the tree. Go to jail or get your ass kicked. The lawyers, the part they are of the puzzle. The release, the warning, try not to get in trouble. The snitches, the eyes, probation, parole. The new charge, the bail, the warrant, the hole. The cell, the bus, the ride of doors. The greens, the boots, the yard. You caught the fighting, the stabbing, the pulling, the grabbing. The riot squad with the captain, nobody knows what happened. The 2 years in a box, revenge, the plots. The 23 hours that's locked. The 1 hour that's not the silence, the dark, the mind so fragile. The wish that the streets would have took you when they had you. The months, the years, despair. One night on my knees, here it comes, the prayer. That I live through the night, I was his. It was right what I did. My ups and downs, my slips, my falls, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my balls, my mother, my father. I love him, I hate him. Wish God I didn't have him, but I'm glad that he made him. The roaches, the rats, the strays, the cats, the guns, knives, and bats. Every time I scrap, the hustling, the dealing, the robbing, the stealing, the shit hit the ceiling. Little boy with no feeling, the frustration, rage. Trapped inside a cage, the beatings till the age. I carried a 12 gauge. Somebody stop me, please. Somebody come and get me. What? Little did I know that the law was riding with me. The dark, the light, my heart, the fight, the wrong, the right, it's gone. I don't know. That's from the heart.
Black Sister Talk, so you can breathe, with host LaWanda Chambers. Black Sister Talk radio broadcast is an affiliate of the Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the timeforawakening.com radio platform. Reach out to them at whereyoucanbreathe@gmail.com. All of our programs are archived. You can go to www.timeforawakening.com. Access the search portal and type in the name of the program you desire to review.
Hello, everybody. I would like to take some time and thank everyone for being here with us today. And ask that our listeners call in to participate in the community therapy discussion. Join us on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe, at 215-490-9832. Again, that number is 215-490-9832. Now let's get it. For my regulars, you know how it goes.
Hello.
Okay, Lulu, you don't have to be on me right now. This is the Black Sister Talk Show. Hold on. Hold on, Lulu. Now let's get it. For my regulars, you know how it goes. And for my newer listeners, we like to start the show off by paying some respect to our ancestors. Today's ancestral profile will focus on Leon Howard Sullivan.
Reverend Leon Howard Sullivan was a successful minister, civil rights activist, humanitarian, and corporate leader known for his creation of the Opportunities Industrialization Centers of America and the Sullivan Principles to promote political reform in South Africa. Leon Sullivan was born in Charleston, West Virginia on October 16, 1922. He attended racially segregated schools in Charleston and then received a basketball and football scholarship at predominantly Black West Virginia State College. A foot injury ended his athletic career and forced Sullivan to work in a steel mill to pay for college tuition. At the age of 18, Leon Sullivan became a Baptist minister. 3 years later, Sullivan met Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Jr., who convinced him to move to New York City to attend the Union Theological Seminary. Sullivan was enrolled there between 1943 and 1945. 2 years later, he received a master's degree in religion from Columbia University. Reverend Sullivan served briefly as Reverend Powell's assistant at Abyssinian Baptist Church and then became pastor of First Baptist Church of South Orange, New Jersey. In 1950, Sullivan became pastor of Philadelphia's Zion Baptist Church, remaining there until 1988. While at Zion, the church's membership increased from 600 to over 6,000. Realizing that job discrimination was a major problem in Philadelphia, Sullivan organized and led successful campaigns to challenge discrimination. One such campaign, Selective Patronage Program, was an organized boycott of companies that engaged in employment discrimination. Reverend Sullivan also recognized the need for job training in African American communities, and which he felt would assist the effort to end employment discrimination. In 1964, Sullivan founded and led the First Opportunities Industrialization Centers of America, Inc., OIC, with the first school in an abandoned Philadelphia jail. This nonprofit organization established employment and training programs. As of 2008, OIC has grown to include 60 affiliated programs in 30 states and the District of Columbia. In 1971, Sullivan was elected to the board of directors at General Motors Corporation, at this time the largest employer in South Africa. Sullivan used his position within his corporation to oppose discrimination. To this end, in 1977, Sullivan created the Sullivan Principles, a code of conduct for corporations operating out of South Africa. The Sullivan Principles were designed to protect human rights and promote equal opportunity for workers in South Africa. This code of ethics was widely acknowledged for challenging racial discrimination in South Africa and helping dismantle apartheid. In 1997, Sullivan extended the Sullivan Principles and, with help from the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan, launching the Global Sullivan Principles Campaign. These expanded principles call for companies to play a larger role in the achievement of worldwide human rights, equality, economic fairness, and social justice. Sullivan also founded the Zion Investment Association, which raised money for small business, the International Foundation for Education and Self-Help. However, was one of the most ambitious projects of Reverend Sullivan's. The program created the People's Investment Fund for Africa, the Self-Help Investment Program, the Teachers for African and Schools for Africa program. IFESH had provided books and school supplies for the African continent, distributed medicines to prevent river blindness and help combat the spread of HIV and AIDS. Reverend Sullivan has received honorary doctorates from over 50 universities and colleges for his humanitarian and philanthropic activities. Okay, for his role in helping the economically and socially disadvantaged people of the world, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President George H. Bush in 1992. In 1999, his humanitarian efforts were honored when he received the Eleanor Roosevelt Award from President William Clinton. We call him Bill. Apart from his role as a religious, corporate, and civil rights leader, Sullivan was also a noted author. His works included America's Is Theirs, 1948, Build, Brother Build, 1969, Philosophy of a Giant, Come On, 1972, Alternatives to Despair, 1979, and Moving Mountains, The Principles and Purposes of Leon Sullivan, 1998. Sullivan's legacy is continued by the Leon H. Sullivan Foundation. This organization's objective is to carry on Sullivan's mission of promoting positive change in the world. In January 2001, a PBS documentary about his life of Sullivan titled A Principled Man, Reverend Leon Sullivan aired. Reverend Leon Sullivan Jr., a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, died of leukemia in Scottsdale, Arizona on April 24, 2001. Let's take this day to breathe and say, I say to Leon Howard Sullivan Jr. and lift him up in prayers. What a remarkable man. My God, today, this is what a true philanthropic, you know, this man represents what you want to see out here in the community when you're looking at the involvement of your church, might I say. What you thought about that, Brother Joshua Marion? And let me just introduce Miss Laney, I think, on the line. Who else on the line? Mr. Vaughn on the line. Some people at? Y'all go ahead and say hello to everybody, too. Look, they shy. They shy. Go ahead and talk to us.
What's going on? What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday to all the listeners, and welcome back for another discussion on Black Sister Talk. My name is Josh Jermaine, the one and only Mr. Kopasi, who always shed a light on hidden truths. We are discussing today the conflict, white supremacy in the face of white fragility, and the overall question I think we need to ask in the black community, which is, who in the hell is fighting for us? There has been political overload with the help of the media during the transfer of power in this country, including the recent coup attack on the U.S. Capitol, and no justice in this country when the white race commits crime in this country. I ask the question, where is our justice when we see the politics and government fail us time and time again? I advise my people to be proactive and start discussing action steps that we need to take collectively to demand justice for ourselves. It is time that we stop asking the government in this country to fight for us when we don't want to address not helping ourselves in the process. Trump being in office has emerged the white supremacists that breed this country from birth. I am aware of the importance of social activism and marching and bringing awareness to injustice, but where is marching going to get us when we have not implemented action steps for our own awakening? So I hope this topic discussed everything in general about what we're going to do, because every time I hear the media about it, it's like I hear the white people though. And yes, I'm starting to see that we stand on code a little bit more by keeping, you know, it's not our business and staying away from it though. But during this time though, we need to start trying to figure out what we're going to do and make sure we stay on code. So I hope that this discussion that we have today will enlighten and empower us to make sure we start planning. Let's start planning though, so we can, you know what I'm saying, be who we need to be.
Okay. Let me get it. Happy Saturday. Thank you for joining us on Black Sister Talk. I am Miss Wanda, your therapist's favorite therapist, giving you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. Josh couldn't have did it no better. Today's conversation, white supremacy in the face of white fragility. What we gonna do is a conversation about action. Yes, there is enough news out there about this foolishness, but not enough about what we gonna do. We have been marching and putting a lot of effort into movements that have yet to receive the recognition by our government on all levels, because crimes done against black men and women continue to be taken lightly. Okay. At the beginning of the COVID-19, we were all stuck in a standstill. We looked around and we saw each other as people. We then started showing some humanity and started addressing Black Lives Matter issues. White fragility was addressed and white people began to speak out about what was wrong, but still couldn't do much because they hadn't experienced anything close to a trauma as a group that they were able to pay attention to something outside of themselves when COVID occurred. Let's breathe on that. Okay. They just began to pay attention. And just a few days ago in Kenosha, Wisconsin, we were looking at the news as we rewatched Mr. Blake get shot in his back 7 times in front of his children, paralyzing him while a decision of whether or not the police were handled properly was being discussed. Okay. This is traumatizing for us every time we watch the news and see reflection of ourselves ignored, violated, brutalized, disrespected and mistreated. The accountability for matters like this are smokescreened by bigger stories in the media, such as Trump's tantrum at the White House. I've seen the news and I rather quickly understood that this was a matter of white supremacy filed by Trump, aka the mascot, okay, for the issues of racism that fuels the injustices, the divide, the lack of support, the disrespect, the manipulation, the exploitation, and the disregard for the black faces that are building on this country. Trump is striking with a vengeance and unraveling. He is pulling out all the stops. And most are sitting back, putting their eggs in one basket, hoping that Biden's administration is going to save them. I say to all today, time to focus on getting your house in order and looking at the bigger picture. Let's breathe. Let's breathe on this topic. Let's breathe. So get right into it. I want everybody to be able to join in on this discussion because, as you know, this is a community therapy forum. And I really want to hear from you guys about your reactions to this and how you're feeling about this before we get into any further into this discussion, because I think it's important that you get to get some of your thoughts off your chest. So I'm gonna open up the lines and let's be respectful. We all don't have to talk at once, and let's, you know, go ahead and respect each one's opinions and learn to exist in the same room, because not only are we just breathing, we also learning together right now how to work together. So let's use this as an opportunity to do just that. So how y'all feeling about this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Flora Shalom, and I'm in Minnesota. But what you just said, you know, in the household, the Holy Spirit just led me on this line because I've been having this number for over like 6 months now. They didn't even know who to contact until I just dialed in, and they didn't realize that that's what operating. I just made a live video on Facebook concerning what the Holy Spirit has told me, that Trump is not the Messiah for the white race and Biden is not a Messiah for the black race, because I've lived in Minnesota. I came here since 1999 from Liberia, which was founded by the African-American slaves that went to Africa from biblical days, that God said that the children of Israel go back by way of ship into slavery if they did not obey his word. And those African-Americans are my ancestors that went to Africa and founded Liberia, which, of course, I was born there in this time and season. And I told them that in the natural, I'm Gloria Shalom. In the supernatural, I'm the Alpha and Omega. And I told them I'm not going to sit here and have them ruin D.C. for us. Because when this stuff first happened, I said that America will be divided. We'll have the red state and the white state and the blue state. The Holy Spirit said no. This is an anti-politics. He said it's not going to happen, that everybody should retire home and take care of their families, because God has had enough of politics dividing people. And if you go on Facebook and find me, you watch the video that God has given me into the gift of humanity. And that's what I told him, that perhaps Obama signed the LGBT law into existence because he thought I was going to do sex change to become a male. I'm becoming a male right now. What is it in there that I need to do to identify myself as a male within the male community when the males are not doing anything positive? That's why I remain a female. And I told him I'm happy being a female because most of my reincarnations are being a male. And I have evidence of all of those. And that's why I'm calling in today to speak on behalf of the Trinity, that we are not going to sit there and let Washington, D.C., both, you know, turn the way it is right now, because God has been rotating the races. He had made all people of color that are colored, people of color now, that their previous life, they were not people of color, and vice versa, because he wanted to see where the division came from. And this is the division that the enemy has been using to divide people. The race, between the race class, to divide people. And he told me, he put Joe Biden and Obama in there to bridge the gap between the black and the white, because Joe is white and Obama is black, so that people could unite. But they didn't want to unite. So he put Trump in there to destroy politics, because Trump is not a politician. And that's why I said the Holy Spirit has told me that he had been used as a scapegoat, and every president before Trump has been used as scapegoat. They put you, they go in the back chambers, make everything, and then put the man in front and say, oh, he's the one, because why, they are looking for someone to blame. But it happened under his administration. They already had everything in place. They blame Obama administration for every negativity. Now they're blaming Trump. That's why I said the first six letters in democracy spell demons. Demonstration, democracy. Everywhere they went, there were trouble. And so now they are using the red scar to divide humanity. It's not going to happen. And that's what the Holy Spirit said. There will be no inauguration. They better stay home, because what happened in the Capitol the other day is just a preview of what will happen if they try any inauguration over there on the 20th. And he told me, he said, everything they did over there, if majority of blacks have stomped into that Capitol, not one was going to escape alive. But you see what happened? They said four dead and five wounded. That to show the unity amongst the white race. Even those who are white now, when it's just an illusion that the physical look white, but the soul are black souls. But they are united because of the stigmatism on the black race to divide the black race. And this is why God has told me to tell them that he has not called Biden to be president of the United States, because now the enemy wants to use him like he's coming to redeem the black people. He's not a Messiah. He's not. Neither is Trump the Messiah for the white. I had enough of the politicians. I already told them. All the politicians in America, all the secret societies, I had enough of them. I'm in Minnesota, and I can give my number live. Anybody can call me and talk to me. I'm just so sick and tired of what they have done on this earth. I had enough. 2016, they had me under a heavy tension of when judgment day would be. They don't want judgment on the earth. They don't want me to call judgment on the earth. I had enough of them. I had enough. That's what I told them. I wasn't born a female to come on the earth and just allow the male to take over. For the 3 years I've been on the earth, there's nothing the males have done on the earth for women to go and identify with any male. I'm not going to do no sex change. If I did sex change, I'll be doing it to align with my spirit man, but I'm not going to do it, because that's not what God has come to do. He called me to bring peace, and I told him, behold, I make all things new. 2015, the earth will sure come to an end. We did not destroy the world. 2017, the world shall come to an end. It wasn't destroyed. God told me, he said, if you're going to keep the earth, you got to put those politicians in order. And the guy started to violate me. They watched me 24/7. I already know that. So I told them, I'm the greatest secret, and I will be the greater exposer. I expose all of them. All the politicians in D.C., they are all united. They know that the one thing is to bring division among humanity. That's the unity they have. I told them, if they're good, if all the politicians around the world, if their computer wasn't working, Bill Gates wouldn't destroy Microsoft because of the politicians. He wouldn't destroy Microsoft. And so if the politicians are getting it wrong, God's not going to destroy the earth. But let it understand, he hasn't called Biden to be president of the United States, because it's all going to bring more division, Politics divide. If anybody call you and say, sister, somebody ran politics on you, the first thing comes to your mind is to say something negative about you. There is nothing positive about politics. It started heavy, it did not succeed, and it has been on the earth, it hasn't been successful. So there they have it. I'm in Minnesota, and that's why Hollywood has shown so many videos. If you listen to Nicki Minaj, Plain Jean, did you know she said, I'm the Alpha and Omega, everything in and out. The whole person said, that's blasphemy. Because she a black female, what has it done in Hollywood? I'm the Alpha and Omega, I'm a black female, but I'm not in Hollywood. I don't want to be the celebrity, because my power does not lie on the ice. I go in between rim, and I do what I need to do. They can say, oh, Jesus returned. You go on YouTube, you see, oh, Jesus returned. Jesus is a female. I don't care. I will meet a female, and they'll have to deal with me. In Minnesota, they'll deal with me. That's why when the kids were happening in Minnesota, when George Floyd died, I made that video. I said, every nation on the earth, they have citizens in the United States of America. America is the nation that God called the tree in the book of Daniel that have all the birds of the earth. The book of Revelation has come to an end. All the end of prophecy, I'm the beginning and end of all prophecy. Yeah, all the preachers in America, they should come to Minnesota, I'll be waiting for them. Every last one of them, they know me. But they think I'm the secret. I refuse to be the secret.
Yeah, this is interesting. You want to share your Facebook page with people so they can go check out those videos that you posted?
Gloria Love Shalom on Facebook. Gloria Love Shalom. I had enough of the politicians in the supernatural.
Can you spell your last name, Ms. Shalom?
S-H-A-L-O-M, Shalom. And the middle name is Love, and the first name is Gloria.
Wonderful. I appreciate you, and I'm just so happy you called in on today to breathe with us, because that's what this station is for. You know, that's what we're talking about. That's what we need.
That's how you see they be trying to degrade the blacks and do everything to suppress the women, because the new have come not to identify with the men. I've come to identify with women, not with men. They don't even know how to be a man. I just asked one of my he's like a past life, a husband. I ran into him. I'm like, tell me today, if God put you myself on the seat of judgment, give me one reason. exclude sex. Give God one reason that you love me. Show God. This is one reason that you can show you love me, excluding sex. You couldn't show it. The pornography, the rips, the incest, everything they have done to destroy this earth. And yet they want to be in power. What kind of power is that? Trump retire who? Biden retire who? Let the representatives and the senators run the nation. Every state has senators and representatives. They can do the job. We don't need no more scapegoat. Because that's all they're going to do. And that's why God gave Biden. Biden has a serious health problem. He needs to go home and work on his health. And God already showed me the supernatural. He hasn't called him to be no leader. And that's why I told him, if the earth had been destroyed in 2015, there wouldn't be no politician around here. If the earth had been destroyed in 2017, there wouldn't be no politician. Before anything drastic or of essence can happen in the supernatural, it has to happen in the supernatural and manifest into the natural. But because it did not happen in the supernatural, so it could not manifest in the natural, all biblical scholars had the intention that the rapture was taking place. Oh, there will be judgment there, this and that. It did not happen. Because God knew a lot of people were going to die ignorant. And that's why I refuse. I said, I wouldn't destroy this earth, because if I destroy it, a lot of people will just say, oh, and that's why atheists, if your God is so good, why is he destroying this? Why is he destroying that? We live by the laws of sowing and reaping. In this world, call it karma. Karma is the same as the Bible says, whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. And today, if you commit one sin, God will judge you and send you to hell. Hell was created for humans. God's not going to judge you if you make mistakes. He loves his children. That's why he pours on this earth in so many lifetimes. For the last 2,000 plus years, I've been reincarnating from country to country, from Great Britain to America. They have experienced everything. Everything. Everything I have experienced, any kind of death I have experienced, Now, living in Minnesota, I have 7 children. I have a family to raise. That's what I told them. If they don't want to live on the earth, let them leave. They don't have to be the reason for the earth to come to an end. I mean, for the world to come to an end. The Bible tells us that the end of all wickedness will come to an end, not the end of the world. The earth is God's first tool, and heaven is his strong. So why would you want to destroy your first tool? It's like you want to destroy your foundation. You cannot do that. I just had enough of them.
Mm-hmm. Just breathe on that. I mean, God,
breathe.
You know, just process and everything that has been said. Mm-hmm. I just have to say, thank you for coming on our show and sharing and being so vulnerable and personal about your journey, because I'm sure there's many other people out here listening right now who can connect and identify with your story. And we here support you and feel some of the same way you do about some of this stuff. Because this is ludicrous, and we should not be at a point of race war when we already know we all come from Africa. You know, we all come from a woman. And so to sit here and take the history and wipe out everything that stood for women and femininity and erase it and make it seem like masculinity is the way, to go, it's just disheartening, and it's confusing, and it messes us up all socially. So, I'm just happy to hear you breathing with us on it. Does anyone want to respond to anything that Ms. Shalom has said or wanted to piggyback off or add to?
I don't wanna piggyback or add up, because it's like every man, every woman's journey is gonna be different. And it's a lot of stuff going on. But one thing I must say, everybody has to work on their own soul salvation. I feel everything that she's saying and everything that's going on right now. Every one of us probably could say something to the matter. But the reality is, as we breathe on this, we got to start. When I heard you say in the beginning about raising our kids, we got to raise our kids to take a higher standard in life. Just about every one of our, when I worked for the, Ethan Allen and Southern Oaks for Girls, I just call them prison for children. They were overflowing with our children. Our children do not even stand a chance. Our parents don't even know how to educate their kids. And with me still being a teacher, a kid that is in the fourth grade and cannot read, don't know sight words, we got to pull our act together, like you said in the beginning, in our homes, and start looking towards raising a better generation of kids that we have someone that can go out there and be these people.
We don't. We don't, but the thing of the matter is these people need to get some knowledge so they can teach these kids how to be those people. Because what we have in this is perpetuating the cycle of learned behaviors.
Well, you know, just like this morning, for 4 hours now, I've been on training. And I don't agree with a lot of the socio-emotional stuff that coaches bring to give to the teachers. But what I am proud of is that the black men that were on the show stood up and made a point and nearly put this, he's not white, but he's of another culture. See, all these things, everybody may feel they have the right way, but every man and woman is the king and queen of their castle. When they send their kids out there, you're sending them out there to get somebody else's understanding of life when you did not give them a foundation. And I believe this. So my whole thing is that if you can't, like I've been sharing with people that I know, I have personal conversations, what's wrong with sending your kids become a doctor or a lawyer instead of them going to join a white firm that they're showing on TV and you're not going to get the job, joining somebody and start becoming a local doctor, lawyer, pharmacist in your own community? What's
Come
wrong
on now.
With that? And
Come
you
on,
will
Lulu.
Grow. I mean, we just got to look at things differently instead of fussing about their crap. They don't put their kids there. They don't put them in position. They're the ones. They've got a long line of people that are doing what they do when our families are broken because it's our own fault. We can't fuss about somebody else's household when we don't look at our own.
That's right.
So my whole thing is, and here's the thing with Blake up there, brother, Blake up there in Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something else with Trump. I'm going to tie these two things together. First, a black man take office. Now, first thing that I do hear people say, he is not your Messiah. He is not. I've heard this. I hear from Jews when they talk to me about being a Christian, Orthodox Jews. They say this stuff. Who asked you? He said he was president of the United States, black. You know, it's like, it's no white United States, no black, no Latino, no Mexican, none of this. And he made that very clear. But then Trump turned around and ran off, let's make America great again. So if when you go back to great, you go back to all those presidents and all those people back there having slaves and whites was totally in charge. They sending out codes every day, and our people fighting over the garbage of their what they're saying and not look. Don't you realize they're talking about us, excluding us, and America turning brown? Yes, it's going to be a hard thing to take. Change is hard, but you don't trip over. You start putting your stuff in position. What kind of generals are we?
Valid.
So this is going to cut people down, but start building your own. You said it in the beginning, your own household, we got to teach them how. Yes, even white folks out there have trauma. Every one of the people out there got trauma. Trump got so much, he crazy.
My God today.
And when that poor about Blake, and when I was working, and I don't even want to put it out on the air, but let me tell you, they got a famous saying, police officers say, I felt threatened. Now, the man back is to you. That man is upset because a black man turned his back and walked away from him.
Mm-hmm.
There
better
is
tell
no
it.
Other. Just, and this is the news media not even bringing it out like that. But we know the truth. Stop.
No. They minimize and bringing up domestic violence case. And for
but I'm
to,
just
hey,
saying,
they're breaking up a fight. So what's up?
If they needed to, what they got to start doing, if it's media, he shot him 7 times. That's all that's really important there. In the back.
Exactly.
And that's it. They don't need all that other stuff. Just cut it out. You don't need to shoot somebody 7 times to stop them. That was it. And when that black man got up there and said, and he was reading these evidence, and the officer said, I feel threatened. Get rid of that piece. Because you guys have been threatening and fearing people, they bring all this stuff because their presence means death to someone.
I mean, and come on now. Come on, Lulu. You just hit the nail right on the head. I feel threatened. You feel threatened by a black man. You don't feel threatened by a white man because you under code. Okay, we're going to get into this discussion because they are over here at the Capitol, white people and the police and the looters and the shooters, they all friends.
And I watched you. I'm going to tell you what. Now, don't you think it's kind of peculiar that they would have the same day that they're going to do the inaugural, not the outbreak, but count the votes, count the electoral votes, they would give this on him. They knew that was a horrible thing in black people. They sent 5,000 National Guard troops to Kenosha and put barriers up to reach the ceiling. Now, they knew this was coming because Maxine Waters called the chief of police and told him. And they still had them little skinny barriers up there that a 4-year-old could jump over if they wanted to. So my whole thing is that when we sit back and look, let them take care of their stuff. Because, see, we're just journeying through here. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm not going to participate in all this garbage. You know, it's bad for the body. It's bad for your health. Our people are dying. They're not dying so much from COVID. Half of them dying from heartbroken hearts. They're dying from lack of what they need to do, dying because they fussing about stuff they can't do nothing about. Yeah, I'm looking at it. And it's like, and families even, black people are pulling apart even more, fussing about their stuff because they want to be right. Well, if you really want to be right, you got grandkids. You didn't make it with your kids. Start raising them to focus. But no, they got the Facebook, they got all this stuff in front of them, and they can't even read.
My God today.
So my whole thing is, there's a lot of things we internally need to educate our people about now. What responsibility are you going to take about your family? Because I'm sure, I'm trying with mine. Yeah, I had two. They all not going to make it. And I'm mother of seven, and I know they all not going to make it the way they should. I got two that's out there. That's their business. I did my job. So you got to let them go. Keep building on the ones that's going to do it, that's going to help change their world and your world. Because these people have set the standard called I felt threatened. And I heard it every time, and they will get off. And I've been knowing this ever since 2000 when I worked in the system. And I was told the same thing. I couldn't dare think about hurting one of those kids who haven't even had a chance to live. So my whole thing is that this is racism. So there's a new channel called News, Black News Channel First. And I was listening to it. I said, wow, this is so refreshing. They still got some of the same things going on, but in California, there was a black lady walking down the street, and they was out there, Trump people, and the lady came past, and she said, they asked her, did you vote for Trump? She said, no. They grabbed her. They pulled her wig off.
And oh, my God.
She had her hair under there did not look bad. They sprayed her face with pepper spray, and this was right across the street from the police department. So this woman threw all her stuff down to go help her, and she's hollering for the police. And they said, she said, I want to make a statement against them. And the people were saying, we got their pictures of who did it. They had to pour water in her eyes to help with the mace, whatever that was, the pepper spray they sprayed in her eyes. See, my whole thing is that, yes, it is a corrupt system. Yes. And the thing is now Trump made them come out because he is outraged over a black man getting over him. Enraged. And so what we need to do is say, hey, it's time to educate my children and get them prepared and give them the strength and take the fear out of there, because the more we fear, the more they're going to take us like a dog. If he knows that you're fearing him, he's going to attack you. And I don't like dogs.
My God.
So my whole thing is, I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying this is what I got to do. because God said, trust no man. And when they throw out Biden and everybody and this person being a savior, and they say, well, Biden, look, just, you know what, I'm going to tell you the truth. What I've been praying for that president, because the Bible does say that, and I know people have said, God, expose this man so people can see who he really is. That has been my prayer.
My God, today. Well, that your prayers has been answered, Lulu. Don't even fret, because Trump has already let us know throughout this whole damn time that he was not leaving quietly. He wasn't playing. He's showing y'all. See, what the thing is that we got to get out of delusion. We got to get out of the delusion with this and look at reality.
How do we tell people to start? Because when they selected him for president, I'm like, what? Look, did you hear that man was just happy to tell people you're fired? I mean, I work for the Boys and Girls Club, and in Las Vegas, the boys and girls who get in trouble, it's 25,000 feet in the air where they put the prison, because I worked in the youth system. We had to ride a bus. As you go up that bus and hill, your ears are popping. Snakes are on that hill. And those kids, they don't lock the doors, because if they go down there, they're going to get bit by a poison snake. A lot of people don't even know this stuff. Well, they was building a Boys and Girls Club to meet teens' needs, jobs, and all this. And these people, they were working so hard to do this, and he gave it to like Ace Hardware. He gave it to a hardware store that they set the best one up. Right at that moment, I knew that man wasn't anything. Because our youth is tomorrow. And to have our kids, those kids there going to jail up there, serving their time. No. See, my whole thing is about we need to sit back and breathe and look at and talk about what is it that we want for our children, and why do we want a white man to give it to them? When we send our kids to school, we're not sending them there to listen to the teacher. We send them there to ridicule the teacher.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there watching this little girl, this young man that I worked with back in 2000. He was heading for big time prison. And I worked with him, got him a job, talked to him, helped educate him, send him to school. He got a problem, call Ms. Bennett, I'll be there for you. And he did, and he got a job today, but that didn't stop him from making babies, okay? That's a whole job, but he got two little girls at that school. And I was walking down the hall, and he said, oh, that's my teacher, that's my teacher. He's a grown man, he turned like a little boy. So I looked around, Anthony. Anyway, his little girls are full of crap. I hate to say this, and I'm
going to
get my
phone. Tell me how we're getting there, Lulu. Because, listen, we got 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Here's this point I'm getting at. You are not raising your kids. This little girl making the teacher out of a demon said the teacher had liquor on her desk. She's doing this. This woman drives every day from Racine to come here, and she's got two children she's taking care of. And she's an alcoholic, according to this little girl lying. And this started saying, and I told her that this was happening, and she told me to sit down. So my whole thing is, now, parents, it's not fair. And when a child tears comes, no, that child's not innocent because she's lying.
So Tell us the point, Lulu.
Make the point. Raise your children. Okay.
No, I don't want to cut you off, Lulu, but we about to hit the top of the hour, and I'm going to just say this real quick. Everything you said was valid. I ain't got nothing to say in disagreement about it, because if we're going to be realistic about forming any sorts of political parties or anything like this, we got to learn to work together, and we got to start at home working with each other, with our families. We living in a house together, and everybody in their separate silos, and nobody is even interacting. And so, therefore, no black hole will exist. Because we don't exist amongst each other. Keep listening to Black Sister Talk. We're at the top of the hour.
All right. Okay.
in order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? You should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God made you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire.
700,000 inmates are released from prisons in the United States. What happens when they come home?
I'm sure a lot of people come out of the system and get pulled back in into the streets, which eventually pulls them back in the system. And I mean, you all know how gravity works, man. It holds you down.
Yeah. Something like a caged bird. Caged bird. Yeah. Look, you ain't a man till you stop chasing your friends, my nigga. Think for yourself, make your own plans, my nigga. I'd be lying if I said I ain't understand, my nigga. Cause who you gonna follow when the leaders all get swallowed by reefer clouds and bottles in and out of county jail? This is hell, see the young black males and pack cells with their heads down and they fists clenched tight. Thinking I could bust a hole through this wall, and bitch, I just might. It's just like the caged bird, I sing a song. Hoping they open up these bars and send a nigga home. I cry when I'm alone, I'm wondering why would God send me here? Knowing that they hate us, knowing that they make us feel like we evil, so we kill our people without a second thought. And every lesson taught by OGs, we full of real nigga wisdom, so we proceed like real niggas who've been stripped of our humanity. I see the judge's eyes, I know that he ain't understanding me. A caged bird.
Everybody in this building feels the confinement that we're suffering here. You know, you put an animal in a cage for too great of a length of a time, it goes crazy. You know, how much more so humans?
Freedom's just an illusion, that's my conclusion. And if it ain't, then how my niggas keep on losing this? This goes out to childhood friends that's doing years. Prison tats on their backs like souvenirs. We wish that you was here. A mother's tears spilled on this page. A brother's tears spilled on this page. How many days left? And can you find peace when you release? Still filled up with rage back on the streets. Just to peep that you still in the cage.
Well, it's the oratory vet. Turned down king slash poet laureate. Used to paint a picture with a story of neglect. I could have been a shorty drinking 40s on the steps. With a shorty on my left. With a shorty on the way. Coming shortly to protect. I could have been a dealer in the party with the ex. But I'm hardly in the mix. And I partially confess. I definitely got a couple parts of me that I regret. Is the cup half empty or is it half full? I fill mine up with Hennessy then get back to him. I'm just a jazz musician trapped in a rap form. You think you're standing for something, you want a trapdoor? Well, it's Mr. Introspective. I'm a dreamer's dreamer, sort of an inception.
I never fiend for the scene, but I've dreamed of the things that a Mercedes brings, like slow sex with fast women, drinking cognac, I'm past winning, a sexy dress, bad ass in it, but still hit it till I'm half winded, cause niggas tell me I'm the shit when I be hitting all these dimes, see I'm caged by the visions that are blind, I started as a king, turned to a slave, put us in our chains, we was forced to entertain, thinking about the present day, I'm living off the stage, wonder if a nigga ever get up out this cage, as I came first.
Cage bird. Freedom's just an illusion, that's my conclusion. And if it ain't, then how my niggas keep on losing this? This goes out to childhood friends that's doing years. Prison tats on they backs like souvenirs. We wish that you was here. A mother's tears spilled on this page. A brother's tears spilled on this page. How many days left? And can you find peace when you release? Still filled up with rage back on the streets. Just to peep that you still in the cage. Man.
Right, but that's I'm just saying, it. So if you go to jail, who gonna take care of your kids?
That's the thing. God taking care of us now. He gonna take care. Just like when I do what I'm gonna do, he gonna take care of me too.
But you was locked up before for the same shit, though.
Man, I'm 32 years old. I've been locked up 15 years in my life. What that mean? What the fuck that mean? That's where I grew up at. God damn it. Ain't no shame. Ain't no secret. Shit. I'm tired of being out here any motherfucker way. It's bored as hell. Like, soft ass niggas out here ain't doing shit but drinking. That ain't the police, dude.
It started in slave ships.
Slave ships. There are more records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo of slaves.
Non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime.
Here come the drums.
Get dressed! Get dressed! Get dressed! Ow!
heaven.
Again, bass in your face, yeah, not an 8-track, getting it good to the wood, so the people give you some of that, reacting to the facts that I can't, and it's sick, and it's stay around, point to the joint, put the Buddha down, going, getting to the roots, and giving it up, so turn me loose, then again, I got a story that's harder than a hardcore cost of the Holocaust, I'm talking about the war still going on, I know where I'm from, not dumb, didn't come from the base of the land, the place of the drum, invaded by the whack, did he whack, it fooled the black, it left us faded. Probably had a big beef. Because of that, now I get my teeth. So here's a song to the song about the shake of the state. And a smile went along with that.
Get dressed.
Here's your time for an awakening media lineup. Monday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., African Perspectives, with host Brother Oshi, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Same time, same place. Continued Monday lineup, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acres of Diamonds, with host Brother Jihad Ahmed, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., Black Therapy Central, host Dr. Mawia Kambom and Sister Nataki Kambom. 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. Conversation Reparations, first and third Mondays. On Tuesday, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Black Reality Think Tank with host Dr. William Rogers. On Thursday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., Melanin Live with host Lance Jones, co-host Oniswa Ayan. Fridays, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Time for an Awakening, with creator of Time for an Awakening and host, Brother Elliot, co-hosted by Brother Richard. Saturday, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., Black Sister Talk, with host Wanda Chambers. 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., The Elders of Sankofa. And Sunday, 7 p.m. 9 p.m. Time for an Awakening. Host Brother Elliot and co-host Brother Richard. Check us out, get informed, and get involved.
You are listening to Black Sister Talk, So You Can Breathe, with host LaWanda Chambers. Black Sister Talk radio broadcast is an affiliate of the Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the timeforawakening.com radio platform. Reach out to them at whereyoucanbreathe@gmail.com. All of our programs are archived. You can go to www.timeforawakening.com, access the search portal, and type in the name of the program you desire to review.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. Man, hello. That top of the hour mix, let me just tell you, much needed, definitely need to breathe on it and over here listening to everything that Malcolm is saying and how everything, I didn't even listen to that per se before the show. I just came with the playlist and Dr. Roger said, hey, that's what I wanted, but it's just amazing to me how we still here having the same discussion that had been had so very long ago and how the music we're listening to is still, you know, very much and so influencing the movement. And that's why we're talking about this family unit. That's why we're taking a look at the very basic and tangible ideas right now, because to get to these bigger things, we really got to get a hold on ourselves and and at home and working with each other. I cannot stress that to you again, because as Ms. Shalom even stated earlier, we are on the vibe, on the verge of some sort of division that is being forced upon us, you know, and we really got to be mindful of that and see how we're going to move. Also, her Lulu saying, hey, we need to teach our kids how to be, you know, one up on this. The bigger person. I mean, hell, we've been the bigger person for a long time. We've been a bigger person treated like the little person for so long that's bound to not be good. You know, especially with my generation that's here, you know, that's why we have this talk show, so we can merge these minds with our elders as well, because, you know, we come in a certain spot, and I know that might sound selfish speaking from a millennial point of view and hearing all the things that have happened in history. But I can't feel bad for saying that we need more, we want more, and more needs to be done, and some stuff needs to be happening before I get old, damn it. Cause I want to enjoy life. You know, I really not say I ain't gonna enjoy life when I get old, but I want to have fun right now. Okay. I want to enjoy this time. And I can't even think about bringing any kids into this world with the way things are going. So we talking about family. We talking about some action. You know, we done breathed it on the foolishness that's going on. Let's get into that action part of it, you know, and get real personal. How are you fighting for yourself right now? Look, everybody quiet. Whoa.
I just always, because I talk so much, hate taking that, but listen. The one thing, and I don't know how, because everybody's not on here listening, but if it's not going to happen overnight, it may not happen in our generation, but I want to say something. My generation, when we were your age, we had questions, but we did not have the social media. We did not have the tools. Now the tools here, and they're separating your generation and our generation away from each other even further by giving y'all this name that you are this and you want that. That's what we have, black people who really made it. They was young, they made it when they were young and everything. We all the same people. We all were born, we all gonna die. But they put labels on us to separate us. And a lot of young people, I remember back in the late 90s, I put a thing, bridging the gap between old and young, because it was starting then to just break away. And it's like, what do we need to know? That the young have something to offer, the old have something. We're talking socialization, not your home, because a young person has to be trained to take care of a home. You have to be trained. And you had people back then, I'm not going to let my kids do what I had to go through. No, because you had them babies. Well, that's how you teach. How do you teach in your home how a young girl, young boy take care of their brothers and sisters while mom was working? And when she get home, mom and dad is working. You know, we got the latchkey kids and everybody all for themselves. And it has proven now to be a big divide that political people use it to pull the young people in who have no knowledge of what happened before except what they read, but not the social, emotional, psychological emotion. And so they all causing it trauma in y'all the time. Mm-hmm. They're suffering it because they were separated. And I'm just making a general statement of what I've viewed over the years. If we can't work together, if the social divide gonna come from above, and anything that Trump called young people, I definitely can't hang with it. Because he took all those young people out there who don't have any knowledge and got them beating people up in the street. He built an army. We have to be careful what we accept inside of our own psyche and make it big. You are a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you are of a different culture, and you got to provide. I mean, like you say, you're not going to have children right now. You're going to have this funny here, but you may have them ventilator, or you may have none at all. But that's why they built the nursing home, to take your to take people in who don't have family. And now they find, oh, that's a convenient way, because I got to keep going on.
The hell with that? Ms. Chambers is a little bit different. You know, I'm going to have that all in order. I'm going to have that paid for and take care. I ain't going no damn nursing home, Lulu.
God damn,
don't be speaking that up over me. Golly. Keep me out of your discussion right now.
LaWanda, did you hear what I said? I'm talking generally. But if you look outside of yours and you see what's happening, it's a whole different picture. We got to breathe on this and got to be willing to hear, because it's not comfortable. Because when I was in the fourth grade and I said 3/4 of a human being, and the teacher said, well, it has to be in the history books, because so we don't repeat history. Then I get to college. I'm working in my master's program in this psych class, and I'm reading some history, how it affects people. And what did I hear? 3/5 of a human being. I said, okay, my professor now is at Chapel Hill. I said, explain this to me. He said, well, history will repeat itself if we take it out. I said, it's like a cancer. You're going to always, when you first hear it, little kid's going to think, I'm not as much as a white person. Because they're putting this on a black person, it really means take 3 people to make 1 vote. 3 men to make 1 vote. But when you first hear it, that is not explained. So my thing is, they preach lies, and we buy it, and then we said wrong, they think you're funny. No, I heard a fourth grade teacher say, and then I hear a professor say it in college. It's just as bad as when they say, I felt threatened.
My God,
language is everything.
Language is everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that when it comes to the language, this is Ms. Divine. Hi, everybody. I think that when it comes to the language, we have to really understand that the language changes just like the times change. So mm-hmm. not just the changes with the time and the language, but the changes with the planet. When it comes to astrology, there are people that there are certain planets that take longer progressions to pass, that move through generations. It's like a generational thing. Like Moon, Pluto and Scorpio, Pluto and Libra. Those type of generational planetary celestial events, I guess, that affects a whole generation. That affects a whole generation of people. So back in Miss Lulu's time, they were born in a certain generation that lasted them, you know, a certain time, a certain mindset. Mm-hmm. All those people were born under that type of sign. And then the next generation came. And then they labeled those people baby boomers, or they labeled those people millennials. Why? Because those people are born under a certain astrological imprint, which has everything to do with your inner self, your psyche. And if we are not unpacking our psyche and learning from the past, see, we don't have to learn from the past from the teachers only. The past is imprinted within us. Because trauma, like Dr. Joy DeGruy talks about in her book, Post-Traumatic Slave Disorder, that talks about the trauma that is imprinted on us in ancestrally, DNA. We all know that trauma changes the DNA structure. And even if there is something that we don't really talk about, that we even continue to sweep under the rug. And honestly, from the generation, because I was born in 1989, the generation that my mother comes from is keep things quiet, don't say anything. And they tried to push that shit off on me. And I said, no, we're going to say something. We're going to take the whole goddamn rug up. We're not putting nothing up under there. And we're going to work this situation out. Now, if y'all want to do that, I'm going to go on about my damn way. Because if y'all want to be stuck and traumatized, that's on y'all. And have all type of manner of illnesses in y'all astral body and your energy and your aura. I want to get mine right. But then when we do things like that, we're being told that it's out of line with the cultural expectations, which is being religious, which is, you know, believing in this and abiding by this. And it's like your time for what you believed in, according to your astrological sign and your makeup, has passed. And in order for you to be able to get along with the new generation, you have to understand how things change and even how you have changed. But see, born with a certain astrological imprint and with things changing, we go through midlife crisis at certain ages. We go through stages where they say that you're not an adult till you're 32. Why is that? Because we're literally inwardly changing. We have an interplanetary system. Listen to George Clinton, Parliament. We have an interplanetary system. And we are so focused on what's going on outside of us that we are not doing any internal introspection, analyzation, or nothing. But we expect something outside of us to change. That's a little bit weird.
More than a little bit weird. I mean, I got to say, just thinking about everything that has been said, you know, it starts with the inner self, okay? Having a good mm-hmm. relationship with yourself so that you can deal with your kids. Because a lot of times when you're not having that relationship, what happens? You become depressed. You become detached. You're not your authentic self. That creates a learned behavior in the environment. The children are learning from your actions and your inactions, right? And mm-hmm. so you really have to look at yourself as a community. How am I addressing myself in the context of a community? Because when you're thinking about yourself as a community, a community needs a lot to function, right? Mm-hmm. And we on the same page. So when we're looking at this idea of self, in the family units or the family system as community, we have to think about how we enter that community. What type of player are you in that community? Are you active or are you inactive? Because the people that are in the community see how you're acting, either even when you're doing something or not. And so these little seeds that you planted in these children are the product of our generation, i.e. the millennials or whatever you want to call it. And this Generation X is the generation that we looking at and we so influenced by because we seeing the change. We seeing the change through technological changes. We seeing all these major changes. But when it comes to your community, your family system, there may be some changes, but they may not be positive. And all I'm saying to y'all on today is if y'all sitting there watching the TV, yeah, all this stuff is happening at the Capitol, but you are not prepared for anything that is coming your way if you have no code, no verbal judo, no understanding, no cooperation in your home. You will fail.
That's real. I'm going in today. I mean, on my end, I would just say that I think we all can agree that we have to work together, though, and we all got to embody change within our community and better yet with ourselves. I mean, that's the one thing I heard the whole time just hearing into generations and Ms. Devine went and all the generations because I was about to say that, though, we all got different values. The ones that the older people, though, their values are a little bit different than our values, you know, and the kids and our kids will have different values than we had, you know. So it's all about just accepting our differences and better yet, we got to understand how to respect others. But we can't respect others, though, if we're not willing to learn how to respect ourselves individually. So that's going to be a big problem. And the one thing I'm learning, though, just with all the elections going on, all the political stuff going on, is that we got to learn that we got to be in for ourselves. You know what I'm saying, though? And that's okay.
So that's been okay.
We got to understand the black-on-black situation a little bit more. I think sometimes we gloss that over, though, and pick the white man because he's the easier person to really put this on. And we got to put this on who really the problem is, and that's within our community.
Come on, man. We can only
do what we can do within us, our parents, our families, you know, our friends, anybody we interacting with, you know, we got to address that and just can't overlook it. By saying, oh, we got a few that does it when everybody else is more terrorizing to us than white people.
Man, we see a black person and we hurry up and lock our doors too. You just heard what Malcolm X said. Why did you hate yourself? Every time you see another black person, it's a reflection of you. White people see each other, they're, hey, how you doing? How's it going? How can I help you? Neighborly. Black people live in the same neighborhood and don't say hello. Right. They go in there and shut the door on your ass. I'm trying
and
to tell
you know what? I told you the Willie Lynch letter that when he wrote that on the banks of when he talked to those farmers, he said, look, and he took the Bible and he used Malachi. He turned the mother against the father against the son, light against dark against light. He took the very piece of the Bible God was telling people would happen if they did not change. And he told them, you do that, turn them against each other and make them love you. A black person will give a white hungry person a meal before they will give a black person a meal.
Exactly.
And so my whole thing is, what he did, he told them something to keep in power. All we got to do is take the shackles off our mind, and deal with it. It's like, hey, and I've seen it with me working with kids, the majority of, since I've been out here in 1990, working with other people's children, I've seen it. And the only way we're going to turn it around is one time, one person at a time. When you meet a person, you got to share the truth with them. If their kids are wrong and you need to tell them, well, I don't know what to do. It's like I just showed this lady about her daughter. She said, but I can't whoop my child. I can't whoop her. And I said, you know, I'm not asking you to do that, but the classroom is mine and your living room is yours. And so I just need the respect so I can teach her. But then the little girl kept getting in trouble and her mother had to spank her because she's a single parent. She has to work and she can't take law. She got four kids. And so she had to get on her daughter's case and teach her the truth, because folks saying, don't whoop your child, you go to jail. That was put in for people who were taking kids and abusing them, and they spread it, and it became, now they got black people afraid of their kids. We got a lot of work to do. A lot of work. But I just want to put this in about if we get together on one page and take it to the people that are elected officials,
mm-hmm.
talk to them. I mean, because the senators can host meetings in your community. We got Gwen Moore. We got people up there. Come and hear our concerns and take it back. We have concerns, but we talk it amongst and we breathe amongst ourselves and nothing changes. But we do have a democratic society, and there's no way we can get out of it till they blow us up. If they blow us up, and it becomes nothing but rubble, and we got to start from ground zero. Everybody. Mm. I need to say that like that. So my whole thing is,
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that. Yeah, that's correct.
So we need to utilize, not go against it, utilize it. Because honestly, there are white people who have the same feelings and emotion and may have to wake them up, who don't want to be pushed around anymore either. Because it was only 13 really powerful, rich men back in the 18th decade to put all this stuff together, which could be a good plan, but they also got peace in there for us, and we never hear our peace because we don't get educated on in school about the true binary system. It wasn't meant to be the way it is. We got to pick up and go back. But then again, we got parents who can't even read, who didn't finish school. They can't help their kids. Because everything but one and one will always be two. I don't care how you put it on paper, it's going to be the same.
I just want to know this. When we say pick up and go back to where?
Who pick? When, do you mean, I'm going to say it like this, to the simple. When you talk about math, you talk about reading, you talk about phonics, and kids just learning words, I'm talking about going back to the basics with your children, talking to them. Teaching them about what this is, what that is, so their mind is being fed to grow. Planting those little seeds of knowledge so they'll pick it up. If you notice kids who get that pick up faster in school and you can communicate with them, but kids that don't have it, you got to fight, because now they're embarrassed because they can't even, they don't know what the words look. They know no sight words. Mm-hmm. Parents used to do that. They really
the parents don't know no sight words.
And I'm not putting them down because, like you said, Generation X, that, yeah, because that was a great divide of people being just quitting school because they didn't get the fundamentals in the beginning. The first teacher is the mother. You take the mother and the father away, and she's out there on drugs, and he out there, well, mm-hmm. God knows, gambling, whatever. They both on drugs. So where's this child? So the picture that we're looking at, we got to go back to the beginning. And I don't mean no Africa. I'm talking about where parents have a child, start teaching them, and start putting them at 6 weeks old into a child care system, and they going to do what they got to do and run the court to see how much more money a woman can get out of a man, just like that Jacob kid, that kid in a rug, Kenosha, she called the police on him. We should be able to solve our own problems. It's like she don't know that. Her tail should be in jail, too.
My God, today.
Now, see, I'm not playing with these people. It's crazy. And they're getting men killed. It's always the black man. Out of that. Yeah, Brianna was in there. But there's a whole lot more. But she died at the prison because somebody did that. So if you can't read, and I have to say, when you look in the Bible, look at Moses. He got the best education in the world. So did Paul. Well, Saul, before he became Paul. When you look at the track record of what they got and how they was brought up, and then they had to make a change. A change is going to come somewhere, but you've got to be able to read and comprehend what you're reading. And now our people are, and so are the Mexicans and a few other ones. So my whole thing, we do not belong to the government. God created us. That's it. No matter what they do.
I got a lot of people who probably be ready to eat that on up. Talking about they do not belong to the Go ahead, Mr. Vine. Go ahead, Mr. Vine. Because I'm like, wait a minute.
I have a little bit of a little bit of a question. My question is, why do we continue to bring up God, the same God of the government, and think that something is supposed to change? If we don't call out the real issues here and go back to our original sciences as people, we would not continue to be in this position. Do we not understand that the life we live is not that of urban city living? And if we do not understand...
Mm-hmm. Can I answer to that right quick before you take it too far? Sure. I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Even in Africa, those people were put on the boats by their own people. The mindset in the heart of a person about the almighty dollar has been the same, because we never would have gotten over here if they hadn't agreed. So when you say it, I'm talking about when I say God, yeah, God is real broad. Jesus is a whole different thing, but I'm really not talking about that, but I would put it like this. A better word is the government thinks they own us and direct our path. Because when we put religion and try to break it down, we can't. Because all of us is from a different one. And we're not going to be the only one to see. But we got to say, when we don't have anything from history, even from Africa, to sustain it. Desmond Tutu is in my family. I've done my history all the way back. Didn't know I come from Kenya. My husband's from Ethiopia. I got the first one of our people who got off that boat. It don't do me no good. So my whole thing is the government is the ruler, the prince of the air, and they believe they can just toss us. And it started with Mr. Lynch, Willie Lynch.
No.
Telling us reason we're stuck here. Not because of God. It's not because of any of that. It's because a man fed some other people a lot of knowledge and got us against each other. And they'll use religion. Mm-hmm. They'll use who you were born. They'll use everything under you to keep you down in the ground.
Miss Lulu, I'm not talking about the whole Africa thing, because I trace my family back as well, and we don't come from Africa. We came from here, from the United States. Before it was the United States. My family is from here, and that's my history that I trace back. So, with that being said, I'm not necessarily saying that we have to necessarily go to the whole God and Jesus thing and unpack all of that. But what I'm saying is, to even be told that we need somebody to govern us in the first place, to have a government, the whole purpose of a government is to control the people. But if they're not in our best interest, why would we want them or look to them to control us in the first place? They don't have our best interest at heart. And
well,
so
can I
continually,
ask you something?
Hold on 1 minute. 1 second. So with that being said, I think it's kind of hard for us to continue to go around in circles with this whole, you know, what can we do to change our situation that we're in? And then when there's an answer given, that's not something that, you know, is deemed what most people will feel like is the end. Yeah, that is when it becomes a problem, because we have been continuing the same talk. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're not Democrats. Okay, we're going to be Republicans. We were Republicans before we were Democrats and all of that. And so, yeah, we got all of that, right? But no one has
that ain't working either.
Right. So no one has really seriously addressed the issue here at hand. Now, if you came from Ethiopia and all those places and I came from these other places, that is totally fine. I am not tripping. What I'm saying is, can we get the belief out of the way that somebody needs to come and save or change us? And the reason why I'm saying that is because if we stop falling into the emotional loose trap, L-O-O-S-H, because that's what we're dispensing, our loose energy, and they are usurping that energy and continuing to keep us in a place of constant and perpetual victims with emotionalism. And we continue to cry and whine about what do we need to do? What can we do as people? But the thing is, how about we take responsibility for ourselves?
Bingo.
To know ourselves. How about we start taking responsibility and stop saying everything is you can't do this. This is demonic. This is not this. See, we are letting them place labels on us. But how about we take the labels off of ourselves and stop doing this whole, we need to change and we need to rah, 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 and ha, 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 and all this with the government. The government is going to be who they are. Because when your mama was here, they was doing the same thing. When you got here, they was doing the same thing. When your daughters got here, when your granddaughters, great, they have been doing the same thing. So if we don't deviate from this same track that we keep rolling around in a circle in and get the hell off, excuse my language, and then go to another track, or possibly take a whole another avenue of existing. We don't have to just be in this dimension and exist here only. We have powers that they are coming up with to try and basically confuse us with our own thing, with our own science. You were right when you said that we need to get back to the binary system, because the binary system is dealing with the sciences, the original sciences, not this stuff in the textbook.
But you know, it just like, I want to say, it's just like when you just said, it still make every man, every woman, you get a household, you make children, you take care of and grow them up into what you need them to be. Because everybody's mind don't function the same. I can't buy the astrology. I can't buy the numerology. Like I said, at my age, I've been there. I done tried it all.
I'm not
going to put you down, because the one thing we can't do, and it's been proven, you can't change nobody's mind. You can't. And when I say I breathe,
something.
We need, as long as our kids going to go to school, you can pull them out, educate them yourself. Homeschool is an option. That's what we should talk about. What options do people have that's in this day and age? Because when I say the government feels they own us and they manipulate us, this is what I'm saying. I'm dealing with it from a perspective that nobody can change anybody's mind. If my family been Baptist all their life, they are still Baptist. They've got some that are, they from all different, but every soul is going to die, and nobody has an answer. But while we're here, why not make the journey work for you and yours? And not get
exactly,
mad.
By getting to know
not
yourself.
Get mad.
We don't, it don't have to deal with, it doesn't have anything to do with necessarily calling it astrology or numerology. Those are just modalities.
I'm not talking about Baptist. I'm talking about
God.
I'm talking about Jesus. All of them hit all those sayings that deals with how people believe are always attacked. And I said, we
do not know that that's what keeps us divided. That is what continues to keep us divided, though, because we can't even have a conversation if two parties feel like I'm a Democrat and you're a Republican. This one wants
but
to deal with abortion.
You
this
know
one
what?
Doesn't.
Well, see,
we
I'm gonna tell you
so much
something.
Of that in there,
I'm gonna say
and
this.
We keep thinking that something is going to change.
Look, it's a decision, because once the election is over, nobody think about Democrat or Republican. They bring it up every 4 years, and I'm saying, how stupid can people be that they bring up a church issue that is between a woman and her body about having a baby or the abortion? That is a woman's issue. That is not something you can write a law when men go keep dropping babies on them and not taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if she lay there, like I told a lady up north, and she said, your son needs to have him pay child support on his son. No, he haven't got a job. He got some issues of his own, and she got some issues. They both need to work it. And she said, but I said, if you lay down with a broke nigga, you get up with a broke digger. She says, how dare you?
Whoa,
said,
whoa,
how
whoa.
How dare you?
My God.
But you know what?
See, my whole
thing,
you know, my... can't be afraid to tell when it hits your personal life. You got to be able to talk up for yourself and stand on what you believe, not make everybody else believe it. Because it was up to me to get my son to do what he needs to do. System can't do it. They'll lock him up first. Like I
but
back.
We're not talking about on a one-person scale. We're talking about on a mass scale for the community. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? If we couldn't get on it in Africa or wherever all our people come, that's why they got so many different tribes. They got all these different ones. Take care of your own.
I'm talking about a certain type of thing. I'm not saying we all have to go back to Africa. We got to do the whole Egypt thing. I'm not saying that.
That wasn't what I was saying. I was saying I have not ever seen in any time and space where, not from Africa, not from here, where we are on one page. What we have to do is make a decision. There, I'm going to put it like this. Because this whole thing is that none of us have the answer. That's the real truth. Because if we had...
I understand that. But when somebody is trying to talk and you keep interrupting them, you're not really letting them effectively get out what they're saying enough to be able to hear and give a good answer. So what I'm
you're right about that. Okay.
What I'm simply trying to say is, I think and I feel that maybe we should try new things other than continuing to march and have the same conversation with the same ending. And what I'm saying is, what does that look like? We need to define who we are on individual, on familial, communal, on every level. But if it does not start first individually and within, we can teach that kind of stuff. Now, we're not saying that we're trying to build a whole damn empire and last for 300,000 years. We damn near trying to get through to the next day now because of all the stuff that's going on. But what I'm saying is, can we take a step back? And like Ms. Luanda said, can we breathe and reassess? Because every time something happens, we jump up and become emotional.
Come on now.
In our minds, not even in our souls. Because if we listen to our heart and our souls, we will really be able to get the answer. But we are stuck in a perpetual cycle of emotionalism. And then because of what people are tied to in their emotions with their souls and their culture, they get stuck
in trauma
because they cannot move is in trauma because they cannot get past. This is what got us through. And we tried this before. It's a new day though. It's a new time. I'm sure.
What you tried before might didn't work then.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is, can we take a step back, take a breath and look within? Because a lot of the times, and speaking of Willie Lynch, when it comes to that, that was a projection and that was a spell that was put on black people because that man never really existed. But the fact that he continues to be brought up just shows you how powerful the spell really is.
Mm.
Because now white people are not doing anything to us. We're doing it to us. And we are continuing to say they're doing it. But the real thing is, every day that you wake up, you have your own damn mind. But you continue to do the same thing. Why? Because they have continued to put shit on BET like Baby Boy. I just watched the movie Soul Food yesterday, and I saw the conditioning of what they see a woman is supposed to grow into after she's sacrificed and done all this shit for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have gotten so far away from just looking within ourselves and finding out who we are and then allowing that to project our reality.
What's
our reality is being projected to us inwardly. And on the inside, we ain't shit. And that's the position we on the outside now. So I think if we find a position on the inside to notice our divinity, maybe we can be divine on the outside.
My God, today, come on with it. Because at the end of the day, you walking around here without one original thought of your own. Everything exactly. In you is programmed. Your emotions, you don't even know how to feel because you almost got to Google and say, how am I supposed to feel about this? Mm-hmm. You can't even drive around the city without Google Maps so you can get where you got to go. You think about something and the damn thing, damn it, pop up in your search on the Google. And you got to just take a notice and look around you and say, hey, am I tapped into reality or is reality tapped into me? Because you are not doing anything on your own. You're just not doing anything on your own these days. And with all the social media going on, with all this electronic devices and stuff that they're bringing, it's really pushing us further away. You know, and so I know everybody tired of having these types of discussions about what we're going to do. But, I mean, until something happens, shit, we're going to have to keep having these little talks every now and again. I'm serious, because as I'm looking around, everything that we said, looking at the individual self, yeah, it's sad what's going on over there at the Capitol. I do have a heart, black, white, Mexican, indifferent. I don't care what color you is, but I got to be honest and say I have to reach out and talk to my own people, people who look like me and identify with me, because I see so many people around us that have the code. You know what I'm saying? And we over here with no code. We over here killing each other for a bag of chips or for less. You know what I'm saying? And that's sickening. That's the real problem right now. We really got to look at self and addressing what you can control, which is yourself. You can't control nobody else. I can't even right now with this discussion, as much as I would like to control you and make you feel like I feel, I ain't even got the power to do that. But I can also at the same time show you how passionate I am about this subject, so that you can at least have your heart touched in a way that you could say, you know what, I'm gonna take a little second right now and look at how I'm addressing things in my household. Look at the toxicity that you are creating and really take ownership of what you're doing in these situations, because at the end of the day, somebody watching you, big or small, somebody is watching you, and they taking notes on how they want to operate from just seeing you, believe it or not. And so with that being said, I mean, we definitely gonna breathe on this. We definitely gonna respect each other's minds. I definitely agree with a lot of things that Lulu came on this line and said right now, because she always coming on this line speaking truth. She always coming on here speaking truth. And Ms. Divine, I respect your mind too, because at the end of the day, we all here together to work together. You know what I'm saying? To agree to disagree, but to also respect each other's minds and opinions. And so, yeah, we really got to take notice to what's going on around us and say, hell yeah, that is a problem. As bad as I don't like to say the truth right now, but it's the truth. We got to come up out these delusions, people. We really got to come up out these delusions and start looking at the facts. Let's look at the objective. Get up out the subjective, because you already in the subjective. Everything around you is the subjective. Accept it. I hate to be the one to tell you. Because everything around you, you were somehow influenced to get. You didn't go out there and create it yourself and make that shirt you wearing right now, or make them pants you wearing right now, because you need to clothe your ass. You ain't out there hunting for no food. You ain't out there gathering. You got a real good life right now, and that's why you content and cool with the system, because you feeling like you living comfortable, because it's an illusion. But just imagine if you really did know who you was and what made you tick, what made your heart jump. You know, really, what love felt like, really what those things were. And then you could give that to your family, give that to your children. Do you know what love does for your family, for your kids? That get them the kind of drive that don't quit. That get them the kind of drive to say, I can do anything and be anybody. That's what we got to talk about. We got to put that care back in it. Put that care back in that thing. Period. Put that care back up in that thing. Seriously, because we ain't got no self love and we ain't showing each other no love. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, but we all fighting on Black Lives Matter, and we all out there in the street. I'm not in any way trying to be pessimistic. I'm just trying to be realistic, because I love everything that Ms. Chambers just said. But when you look at the reality of the situation, we are fighting outside of our homes for a change. But yet the incidences of domestic, sexual, and other type of abuses are still happening in the same community of people who are fighting for our people.
I gotta agree with you on that. And just know the ones that's doing that mess ain't out there marching. I'll tell you that. They somewhere being a hoodlum. And so that's the thing. We ain't all gapped up into one little bubble. We are all very different in this room. This discussion shows right now that it's a lot of different opinions and a lot of strong minds here. So we got some critical thinkers. Now we got a lot of chiefs, but not enough people that's trying to You know what I'm saying? Okay, recognize that person who is that leader and be that supporting role and help that movement move. Because everybody ain't supposed to be the front man. Hell, I learned that watching the James Brown movie. Homeboy really want to be that lead singer. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Everybody ain't ready to be the lead.
Yeah. And I think we got to address the generation of trauma that's been going on. And we got to understand that we all got to work together one way or another. Just like every other race does it. White people will kill each other, though, and they will do a deal the next day if they could. You know what I'm saying? And so they're going to be able to look at differences to get to a better outcome for the greater good of their community. So we always got to address that. But I think the one thing about in our community, we got to address that generational trauma because our values, like I said before, our values are differently. We are all about truth. This generation we're in right now, we're about truth at all costs. If they have to be break away from a family, if they gotta look disrespectful at times, if they gotta be a little defiant at times, whatever it takes to make the result so damn be it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we operate. And unfortunately, it gotta be like this because we don't want the differences to happen. But the people, the older generation though, don't want to deal with their trauma like we want to deal with ours. We don't want to play Peter Pan with it. We want to get with it. You know what I'm saying though? And we want the help. You know? And another thing too is that we gotta understand that other generations view truth differently. You know, we look at our truth a lot. For us in our generation, I can say our truth is more about how truthful we are with ourselves. If people on the outside ain't being truthful with them, why the hell are we following y'all when we see where y'all at? Why do we want to be somewhere different when we know the results? We going to want to do something different. So it has to be a generation, an intergeneration working with each other for the greater good. Older generation got some benefits. We got some benefits. How can we merge it together though to make sure we're working together and not feel like we got an enemy on the inside when we can't even just really go on the outside either yet on the inside? So it's like we're gonna have a little conflict up in here. That's how it's gonna work because I can tell you, I don't wanna call myself the leader of my generation, but we ain't having it. We not. You know what I'm saying though? And we're not gonna go back when we know we only have four to go. You know what I'm saying? So I hope this discussion really helped us learn how to work together though. Have our differences. No, we're not going to agree on things, but at the same time, knowing this generation, we want change and we're going to get it. If even that means we got to dislocate from family, we will do it because we know what's more important, the truth of ourselves. We ain't going to stop until we get it. And it's just that. So I think the older generation should respect that. And we should respect older generation saying, you know what? How about we do something different though? You know, how about I follow y'all for a minute to see what y'all going to do? You know what I'm saying? Though, instead of taking us down, we still got the heart to fight it.
Much respect. And at the end of the day, they already done tried a lot of things. And so why would I not come to somebody who already tried a lot of things? I ain't got time to make the same mistakes. I'm trying to see some progression. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, all of these opinions on the show is respected, much needed. And I hope that it sparks a thought in you or action step in you to go ahead and feel empowered to work harder or be that change you want to see out here in these streets because it's a cold world. Cold world. And y'all got to bundle up. And that starts with taking care of your own. That starts with taking care of yourself. That starts with looking at yourself and what you need. And I hope that on today with this discussion, you was able to breathe and able to take a step back and look at self and have some action steps for yourself over this next week. Come back here and join us next week on Saturday. We're going to be talking about toxic male masculinity, and this is going to be a good one. Have a great evening. Be safe and love yourself.
Bye, everyone. Peace out.
Good night.